moving on to the next item, we wanted to talk about, so what happened was is that we said that as of June 30th, departments would be required to provide their initial listing of what projects they were submitting for 2015, plus their requests for 2016, 17, 18, and 19. And the listing that we got is the first preliminary list that we received. And so item four talks about the funding dollar limits that were established for those years. And we're also going to talk a little bit about the requests that came in. So we're going to kind of talk about four and five together regarding those items.
Mr. Chair, do you want them read into the record together?
Yeah, why don't you read them into the record together?
Item four, funding dollar limits established for departments for 2015 and 2016 through 2019. The item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee. Item number five, requested five-year capital improvement plans 2015 through 2019. This item is also informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
And I think you provided a handout for each of the individuals, Mr. Masterson?
Yes.
But I think you're going to talk about it on the screen and talk about the targets that were there or the limits on that we set. So I'll turn it over to you at this time. Can people...
This is going to close up. We are...
It should be
It should be in click and in iLegislate.
I'm looking at
this particular handout.
Well,
is
I don't see the committee at all.
Oh, he's not committee? Seeing the committee.
Oh. iLegislate?
Yeah.
It's on there.
Okay, I'm trying to hit update. Okay, I'm sorry. Just go ahead.
So, we provided this handout too, but I'll let Mr. Masterson talk about it. Can people see the screen, or do we need to darken the lights, or is that okay?
Okay. So this handout, it's basically information that's included in item number five here in that large packet, the 32-page packet that you have there. We just formatted it and moved the numbers around, or moved the formatting around a little bit so it would be a little bit more digestible. So we've got two tables here, your bond and cash financing cap, and then the targets on the bottom, which I'll get to. So for the years 2015 through 2019, which is the current capital improvement plan request years that we're in, the estimated bond and cash caps are all laid out across this top line here. For 2015, which is the gray area, it was approximately $48.2 million. Mm-hmm. The 15 through 19 departmental requested capital improvement plans that we received, the total amount was just under, well, just over $63 million, meaning that we have a gap of approximately $14.8 million from projects to available bond and cash caps. Now, what we wanted to do was a comparison to last year's, or our current year, 2014 through 2018, adopted capital improvement plan. Same thing, we laid out those costs for the 5-year period. Obviously, 19 won't be in there because it was 2014 to 2018. If you look at 2014, for 2015, what was anticipated was $123 million in county contributions for capital projects, which would have put us almost $75 million over our available bond and cash finance. The difference between these two here is $60 million. Now, we're that kind of...
Our focus for purposes of this discussion is the top category of what departments have provided, but what we wanted to lay out for you is what was provided in the previous years by departments to give you an idea of the gap in that. So that's presented there.
Moving down to the targets, one of the reasons why you see this change up here, why it's so much less, is that this year we asked departments as part of the request to come in had established targets for each department, which a lot of them came close or near. So that's why we came in at $63 million. The overall countywide department target was $55 million, which was a gap of just about $7.5, $7.6 million.
Just the part departments didn't come in.
We're in the process right now of reviewing that. That is in your packet. I'll pass it into that.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of a basic overview of some of the changes that we did for this year's process. And then also, we wanted to highlight that comparison between this year's five-year request and last year's request, just kind of show that big change there.
So right now, kind of the issue that that's going to be before this committee when we talk in August is kind of the top category there. So the amounts that we set, the bond and cash cap, was $48 million for 15, $49 million for 16, $51 million, $52 million, and $54 million for 2019. So what departments have submitted as of this point in the early draft that we have gotten from departments is $63 million, or a gap of $14 million for 2015, $72 million, or a gap of $23 million for 16. 2017, that's under by $2 million. 2018 is under by $4 million. And in 2019, we're over by $1.8 million. So the goal of our report would be to have projects which match the bond and cash cap that we established back in March. So those are showing you the early gaps right now that we're going to be dealing with. So what we wanted to talk about now is kind of what departments have turned in so far. But it's an early report from departments. There's still things going back for them. So if you want to talk about that.
Next slide that you see on here is the packet of projects that we had sent to you, included in your packet there.
Is this item 5?
Yep.
Item 5.
Thank you.
So similar to last year, we broke it up into a couple pieces. The first one is the airport. We kind of held that separately since they're not included in our bonding and cash cap. All other departments then are included in this second section here, a summary of those, page 2 through 8. And then in section 3, we go into the detailed department by department requests. So if you flip to the airport, which is page 1, you'll see on the top right-hand corner the requests, the very top line. The targets we didn't assign for airport, they're not part of the cash and bonding cap. However, we do go through and part of the team that does the evaluation, does the controller, reviews the projects in terms of need, life safety, same criteria as we would the other projects. So we're still going through there and kind of digging in to see why the projects are being requested and the need for such projects. As you can see, 2015 was a $2 million request, and then it starts climbing 16 and then the out years.
It's our understanding, I think, that for the airport, they're limited by their lease agreement. So that's why you're seeing, they've already hit their limit, that's why you're seeing 2015 so low. And that then you see, so their leases are up at the end of 2015, but in 16 they begin again, that's why you see the dollar amounts rise. And the biggest project that you see in there for some of those years is the GMIA Terminal Expansion Central, the central area of the terminal area, and expanding that for security and safety and just making that, and that's a plan down the road. But of course, that would have to be discussed with the airlines, and they would have to buy into that also. But we wanted to provide you that. Yes?
Just a comment on that. The numbers that are in there are more or less a placeholder. There's this analysis that has to be done. So, for the purposes of just scheduling that out, you know, just know that those numbers aren't vast.
And just to follow up on that, and what Mr. Manson said, again, these are preliminary numbers that are coming in. So there's a lot of, as with every year with requests, you have to go in and do a scrub through and make sure there aren't duplicates of projects, that all the projects are in the proper years, that they are indeed requested, that the numbers are correct in terms of the expenditures and revenues. Again, doing it once over with the department. So we'll be going back and meeting with departments again and doing a more thorough analysis, questions, research, and follow-up. So what you see here, again, is preliminary. We'll have on our August report, your cleaned-up version of the projects along with our scoring. And if you notice, the department ranks are all TBD or predetermined. Lots of departments did go through the exercise of ranking them. However, we do have duplicates in terms of some projects will be ranked number one a couple times. So each project should get 1-1, which one would be 1-2, 1-3. So we'll have to work through that with departments as well. So a little cleanup here, and then the August report should have the version of their scores
on it. About the launch of the general departments.
Yeah. So the next one on pages 2 through 8, you'll see a summarized listing of all the requests, excluding again the airport. And the table on the top left-hand side is basically another version of what we just went over on that first slide with the targets of the caddy bond and the bond caps. Go down to
the items that you see in here. For example, if we're just looking at that page 2 there, you're going to see the department that's doing the request, which is Department of Transportation Highway on the left-hand side. As we said, the department rank is to be determined because we have to go back to several departments just ranked everything as a 1 or, you know, didn't have a consecutive, so we're going back to doing that. A preliminary project number associated with that, and a short description that you're seeing related to the project. And then the request for the dollar amount for the year, and then going forward. And I believe these dollar amounts that are in the quest are the cash and bond amount.
They're the cash and bond amount. They're reflective of only the county contribution.
So you might have a highway project, which is $1 million, but we might be getting 80% funding from the state. All you're seeing on here is the 20% version, which is just for the county's related funding. And in some cases, what you'll see is you'll see projects where there's funding in 2015, and then in 16, the project continues going forward. One of the things we talked about as an issue from last year was the fact of identifying those which are continuing projects. So what you're going to see the next time when you see the August report, you'll see a column to the left which will identify those which are continuing projects or those where a policy has been, decision was made by an agreement where we agreed to fund that project. So either a policy says we are going to do that project or it's a continuing project. And Vince will talk later about how that comes into play in the scoring. But when you see the August report, you're going to be seeing a department ranking. You're going to be seeing whether it's a continuing project or not. You're also going to be seeing whether it was like a policy, for example, the war memorial. We have an agreement with them as part of our agreement. They wanted a certain amount of capital funding associated with that. So that's a project that will say by agreement or policy, we have to do that project for that period. The other thing that you're going to then be seeing is a ranking, and that's going to be the item six where we'll be talking about the ranking. But these pages here are just a complete listing of all the projects in order which add to the total.
And also these projects that have funding that they are planning to look for, and the other zero, they're not looking to fund.
Correct. At that point in time, it might be they're not looking for funding at that point in time. So that's just some of the cleanup pieces that we have to do here.
So there's a couple in here should have been funded last year, not funded. Just in terms of this process that really needs to be funded.
Okay. Yeah, because one of the things that'll be nice is if you know that it was a continuing project from the prior year or if it was a policy-related item that's continuing. And that's one of the issues that we had last year when we were doing this. Maybe if we want to talk about the department listing then.
Sure. I won't get too far into the departmental listing because it's just more of a drilled-down version of what you see on the summary. If you turn to page 9, you'll see Department on Aging, and the rest of the departments will essentially follow in terms of formatting the project layout, the county financing layout. In the top left-hand side, you'll see their request number, their target number, and then where they came in relative to their target, either over or under. You'll see here Aging came in pretty close, if not under, on most of their requested years. One thing you will notice, and this will probably be more of a discussion as we go into the August meetings, is for the out years, especially 17 and really 18 and 19, things get a little bit more squishy in terms of, especially the smaller departments and their departmental capital requests, just for the fact that they're really focusing on 15 and 16. So they may have projects out there, you know, 3, 4, 5 years out, but they haven't identified them, or they know there's a need, but they haven't really done a cost estimate and done a lot of the supporting work to actually put in to a capital plan. So part of this is to kind of get departments to start thinking, get more long-term, put pen to paper, prioritize your needs, and get them in the plan. So that's why you'll see some departments not having anything.
So what was provided to each of the departments by the administration was a target that they wanted to shoot for. You see the target dollar amount, and as you will see with each of the departments in here, their target that was provided. Now the target is the dollar amount that they were given towards some of their dollar amount, but potentially that what could occur is you might have an item from another item that where they were over their limit that might have an impact and might be come in, even though it's ranked lower by the department, might come in as a higher priority because of the other ranking that's there. But so this information is preliminary. Some of these numbers might be changing as departments go back and do their department ranking or think about the items. So this is the preliminary list that we have right now. We wanted to provide it to you as an information item so you can get an idea, and also an idea of some of the dollar amounts that we're dealing with as a variance of where we're going to possibly having to be doing some decision, but some of the departments may come back and make some changes to their request previously. Now, this report does not deal with major issues. For example, if there was a decision was to be made to do a new public safety building, you know, or a new administration building, there's no major issues like that are within this report here. What we're dealing with is the projects that we have, but it's not dealing with major issue items or policies. If there's been a policy that's decided, that's already in here or identified in here, and we'll identify those types of things. But where policies haven't been made a decision or other big issues, that's really not identified. Yeah, Supervisor Cullen?
What about BHD going forward?
Well, BHD,
what
the new law basically says, and this is just from my recollection, the new law says that we're still responsible for their capital asset needs. So what was provided was the target amounts in here. If they made, you know, a policy decision to go out and build a new building or something like that, that's not within this document here. But we're responsible for their capital needs that they have for their building. So that's why it is part of the CIC report here. They don't go out, they don't have the authority to go out and borrow or do those other types of things, so we have to make the improvements for them.
And they don't have authority to go out and build a new building. Their authority is strictly for operations.
Their authority is strictly for operations. I mean, they potentially could go to a bank and try to work out an arrangement, but, you know, that would then be related to their tax levy that they would have to make that indication. So the more likely scenario is them coming back and doing it through the capital needs that they have here. But we're responsible for their capital assets of maintaining those.
They request.
Right. Their requests that come and work. This provides what their target was and the items that they've requested right now.
This is separate from a tax levy.
Right. Correct. Yes. Okay. Any other questions regarding 4 and 5, but we wanted to provide you the information that was provided by departments and the early information. And so I wanted to provide that to you. I think what we'll talk about now is, if there's no other questions regarding 4 and 5, we'll talk about item 6, which is kind of the ranking process and how that will kind of work and what you're going to kind of see the next time. So if you